Hey everyone, Max here. This is the recap for episode 9. About 10 minutes into the podcast, I make an error and I start recapping episode 10. So don't get confused. We do correct course. This is the recap for episode 9. For now, enjoy the show.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
We don't have a monkey on our back, but
quit monkeying around, Max. Quit it.
No more jumping on the bed, Ben. Those days are over. We got to play it safe here.
That was a bananas intro that you just gave, Max. Absolutely bananas.
Curious George.
Planet of the Apes.
Mighty Joe Young.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great movie.
Oh my god.
Meg Ryan's best movie.
I cried for that movie. I cried.
Yeah, when Joe was young.
Is it Meg Ryan? Mighty. I don't think it's Meg Ryan.
Is it not Meg Ryan?
I think it's Charlize Theron, isn't it?
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah, I think.
Yep, it's Charlize Theron.
I remember it very vividly because I could barely see her through all the tears in my eyes, but I do remember her.
No, I'm pretty sure that it was supposed to be Meg Ryan, and
right.
There's two versions.
I remember they were going to have a meet cute, her and Mighty Joe Young, and then she was going to do something klutzy and then go, eh!
I think it was Meg Ryan in the trailer, then they switched her out with Charlize Theron, and that's why I was confused.
Yeah. They're a perfect match because they're a couple of goofballs. Mighty Joe Young and Meg Ryan.
That's what happened. Where does it come from? That noise?
I don't know, but I'm scared.
I'm honestly getting freaked out. I'm tweaking.
It's not
I'm tweaking,
good.
Squeaking, and bleaking. I'm freaking.
Next. Are you okay?
Yeah, man, I'm tweaking. No, I'm not. I'm tweaking.
You're tweaking? What did you
tweaking?
Take? What did you take before this?
You're gonna lock me in the van, man. You're gonna lock Max. Me in the van.
How many of those Werther's originals were you taking before this? I know you popping those things in your mouth.
You know, I put at least 30 in my mouth when I see if I can still talk with them.
That's your pre-show routine.
Yeah, that's my chubby bunny that I play. No to marshmallows. I play with Werther's.
Right.
And you try to say Werther's original. Try to say Werther's original. Okay, so we have breaking news from our friend Chris on Twitter. He says, at reality alert underscore.
Chris
from PA. He says, I was laughing my ass off at hearing the word Pennsyltucky on reality TV podcast. But as a local, I feel like I have to clarify that Conshohocken is not Pennsyltucky in any way. It's Montco, and it's another fairly wealthy Philly burb. Also, everyone from Philly definitely also calls it PA. In my experience, you only call it Pennsylvania if you're not from there at all. Wow. That was the first information that we received.
This is huge. Yeah.
I promised Chris that the next time we talked about Pennsylvania, we would be a lot more informed.
Yeah. Throw some respect on Philadelphia. They deserve it.
Mitch and Ed wish they were from Pennsyltucky, though. Or at least
I think so. Based on the things we've seen on Reddit AMAs and things like that.
Well, yeah. I think Ed's like music videos where he's like has like the
Rolex on my dick.
Well,
maybe that's where the Montco thing comes in, is because it's a more wealthy neighborhood, so that's why they have Rolexes. But he also wants to be a part of Pennsyltucky, so
that's got to be it
out of his wrist. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, with the guns and the dirt bikes and the whole thing.
Both. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He does the videos where he's in like where they has like fancy cars and stuff too. So you're right, it's a mix. It's a dichotomy.
A helicopter engineer, but it's actually his helicopter. It's for his own helicopter.
You're right. Isn't the whole thing like he's actually really smart, but he wants like a good school?
I don't know.
Not that people from Pennsylvania can't, but it's like maybe he actually went to like a private school or something.
I don't think you have to. I don't think you have to have super high education to be a helicopter engineer. Like, isn't that something they teach you if you join the military?
No, something? But I think there's something that like he went to like engineering school or something like before. I think he's like not just like a low grade helicopter engineer. He's like going to high grade engineer.
Where did you hear this information?
From the Shubster.
The Shubs? Okay. All right.
And I think on the challenge, I heard it as well. On the challenge, he went into it. There's somewhere that I heard it. It might have been on the challenge. Where he was like, I know I don't seem smart, but I am. And then he like explained it. But he could be, but we don't know. We're just.
Hear him say that his Harvard application was just his stomping video.
Yes. Well, Ben went on to ask him, does everybody in PA say FERC? And Chris says, I've never in my life heard anyone else utter that word. So I guess it's Mitchell's thing.
It's branding. It's branding.
Branding, trying to make FERC happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's like Paul and Big Brother saying Gumpy. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
It's disgusting. It's really bad. Even the children boo. Even the children don't like
pathetic.
It.
Pathetic. That's pathetic.
It's pathetic. It's wrong. It's gross. Starting out the podcast, very positive notes today.
We always start every podcast booing virgins. That's what we always do on Reality Alert. That's...
Mitchell's still a virgin.
Still going strong.
Going strong. So I'm really still enjoying Perfect Match. Just so you guys know, we've only seen episodes 9 and 10. The finale is out. We haven't seen it yet, so no spoilers. We'll be covering that tomorrow. Today is the last day of February in 2023, the 28th. Oh, my God.
It came so fast.
Oh, it came goodness. So fast.
I'm going to miss
just like Mitchell will when he finally has sex for the first time, I presume.
Yeah.
Oh, but he does have anal. He does have anal, so maybe he won't.
Do we know that for sure? Do we know?
No, we're just presuming it. We're just presuming it.
We're assuming he's one of those types of Christians.
He's a booty hole. He's a booty hole Christian.
God has only blessed the vagina, and God has not blessed the booty hole.
Yes. Our loyal patrons who are in Match Center, they know the information that we found. You know, that's very not a good source, but we decided to believe that Mitchell does blowjobs and anal. So if you go to patreon.com/realityalert, we go really in depth in social media. Some of them we actually do, and you can learn some really important information. Starts only $5 a month.
I believe our source was the same website that had Ed's stomping video on it. I'm pretty sure.
You're really wanting people to find Ed's stomping video. You're like really pushing it.
I want to make it a thing. I want to make it a big thing.
I want to say one more thing, Ben. We had an ultimatum that we would stop making podcasts if we didn't get 50 followers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got.
You want to play the funeral music?
Well, we got 20, which is pretty good. I think maybe the listeners heard 20 instead of 50. Like maybe all of their ear pieces fell out at the same time. Their speakers corrupted. So we're going to give them another week.
This is what's
add 30.
This is what's wrong with this goddamn country, Max, is you make an ultimatum. And you stick to it, and then look what happens. It doesn't. And then guess what? You don't stick to it.
We're gonna
what
give
kind
them
a lesson. What kind of lesson is that for the kids?
We're just gonna extend it for a week. We're gonna give them a chance to add the 30.
Look, the lesson that I want to get out there is stick to your ultimatums. Never waver in any way. Keep your pride always. Always keep your pride.
Yeah, well,
that's the message I want to send out there.
You guys have a week to do 30 more, so hop on it. All right, let's.
I don't feel good about this, but okay, we can continue.
Let's talk about Perfect Match. So Georgia, Francesca, and Carousel are talking. We learn that Georgia hasn't touched Dom's willy yet. She hasn't freed his willy, but it doesn't seem like he's wanted his willy to be freed. His willy is like Shamu. It's still in SeaWorld. Is this surprising to you, Ben?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I heard they got the whole house together to discuss whether Dom should free his willy, whether it's allowed for him to free his willy, and they all agreed that the willy has to stay in his pants.
Yes.
And he was really upset about that. He's had a vendetta ever since.
I have to say, I really think that this really makes me feel that him asking her to be his girlfriend was strategic. To make them not go on dates anymore, because you're now boyfriend and girlfriend, and you haven't moved past kissing in the year of our Lord 2023. There's been nothing sexual going on.
Have you seen some of those hugs they've given to each other?
Wow, I'm just gonna call it like it is. It's confusing.
Max, I had to take off my sweatshirt when I was watching them hug. I was like, whoa, it's getting really hot in here. This is too hot to handle.
She's basically like, yeah, he's a really nice guy. I usually go for bad boys. He doesn't make me horny. I just go to sleep. It's like, this sounds like a relationship made in heaven. He's your boyfriend. Sure. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend.
A perfect boyfriend is someone you're never intimate with and never kiss, but you can get a great night's sleep next to.
Great night's sleep. Mm-mm.
Just when he starts talking like an hour before bed, my eyes start getting heavy. I start getting, you know, really, really sleepy listening to him talk about himself.
Yeah. Damien wakes up Francesca, we learn, by holding her hand. She's also not aroused by this. She doesn't like, she likes to be aroused when she wakes up, and she doesn't like the hand holding.
This is a guy who's very aware of limbs. He's always grabbing hands and arms and,
you know, doing little
pecks of kisses across each limb.
I feel like there is someone out there for Damien, though, who's not Gigi. Like, there's someone who's going to appreciate all of this. He just wants, for some reason, he wants someone who's like the opposite of him. Like, he wants Francesca, and he wants to be like her, but he just so isn't.
I think he should date a WNBA player. Longer arms, more kisses.
Yeah, he can kiss forever, and she won't be weirded out by it, because she'll be like, yeah, my arm is that long. I'm 6'7".
That's the ideal situation.
That'd really be amazing. He should go to stand outside of a Beanstalks club meeting. You know the Beanstalks club?
No, what is that? Is that tall people?
You wouldn't know. You probably don't qualify. It's 6'3" and up. So
is it it's like a social club, like an Elks club or something? Or?
Yes, it's for us tall people. We meet every week and we just talk about being tall, being above 6'3". And the challenges of tall people.
Is Jolly Green Giant there? Does he show up?
Yeah, the Jolly Green Giant is there. The Cat in the Hat.
Shaq.
Shaq is there, yeah. Mythical creatures like the Jolly Green Giant and Shaq.
Didn't Cat in the Hat get kicked out, though, because they took off his hat and they realized he was actually under 6'3"?
Yeah, he was kicked out.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, so he should just stand outside the Beanstalks Club. there's only 4 days left, and we get to the final compatibility challenge. Let's talk about who wants to get married in the next two years. Abby says she does. I was a little surprised by this, that she admitted to it, because she seemed so not wanting to get married, you know, and not wanting to do that, or at least saying that out front on 20 somethings Austin, although she seems like she was so into committed relationships. So I'm surprised that she would put like a time frame on when she wanted to get married.
Yeah, yeah. That is surprising to me too.
Yes. And I think Georgia said false as well about not wanting to get married in the next 2 years.
Are we already at the challenge? I feel like...
Oh, I'm on the wrong episode.
I was just going to say,
I'm on episode 10. No!
It's like, are you skipping
it? I'm an idiot. All right, well, you know, it's okay. All we talked about was Willies. Are people going to be really confused by this?
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll have to edit this one.
Okay. I was like, why aren't we just going right into Magic Mike? Because I referenced Magic Mike, and then you just like totally ignored it and kept on going.
I was confused, but we had so many good jokes.
I know.
We'll just have to leave it.
Our chat is confused. They're so confused. I should have stopped you sooner.
I was confused. I was looking at the wrong notes.
Well, let's get into it.
How are there 4 days left? All right, so there's 8 days left. They're playing King's Cup. Ben, do you ever play King's Cup?
The dance move thing.
The dance. Oh, when they were doing the jive thing?
Yeah.
Do you ever play King's Cup?
Yeah, I played that.
It's like 2 is you, 3 is me.
No, when you pull the cards? I've done the add-on thing.
Each card that you pull
has
like
a thing like that.
Okay. Yeah, so 2, you point to somebody to drink. 3 means that you drink. 4, you touch the... There's different rules sometimes. 4 is last person to touch the floor drinks. 5 is... Well, they did jive. So everybody... They do the dance thing. 6 is like chicks. 7 is heaven. 8 is mate, and that person has to drink with you. There's like a whole thing.
I haven't played that.
It's very big when I was in college. It was fun. Magic Mark, Damien, a stripper. This was the headline.
Pretty cool.
Did you see this coming?
Get this guy in a Soderbergh film immediately.
He was pretty good at shaking his rump.
Yeah. Remember when he wiggled his bottom? Do you remember that?
Yeah. When he wiggled his bottom, I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
He shook his rump.
Yes.
His tuchus.
His bare bottom was out.
He had a nice bare bottom, nice body. I could see him being a good stripper.
Yeah, totally. If you're okay with, you know, I mean, if you're okay with most of the focus going on your arms, then yes.
Yeah, just kissing his foot.
I want to get litty titty at this pool party with my girls.
Yeah, I want to get litty titty and have Damien's cock in my face while he kisses my arms.
Yeah, yeah. This really Francesca's interest, by the way. She's back on board the day.
Yeah, this is what changed things around. She was like, I could be with Magic Mark. That could really raise my clout.
Is there a Magic Abby? I don't think so.
Whatever he's doing, it's hot.
It's hot. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what you call taking off your clothes and jumping in a pool, but it's hot. I don't know if there's a name for swimming naked.
There's not.
What is it?
Thin, I don't know what the hell that is.
Thin swimming? Is that what it's called?
Underwearless swimming?
I think that's what it's called.
Whatever he's doing, it's hot.
I've actually never seen Damien's dick before.
Well, you've seen his bottom now.
You've seen his eyes open as he kisses you.
Yeah.
Did you catch what Carousel said as she jumped in? As she took off her clothes. It was very off the cuff.
Was it?
She said
panda ball as she jumped into the...
Yeah, she said panda ball.
Panda ball.
No, she said, I shaved my hoo-ha to fuck just very quickly. It was really funny. She's like, just so you guys know, that's why my hoo-ha is shaved, because I was fucking.
I hope she used the lawnmower.
Yeah. I shaved my hoo-ha provided by Manscaped. Provided by Manscaped. And Dom and Joey got naked, but everyone else was too was a little too private to get naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cowards.
In their minds, they were getting naked.
Cowards.
Big time cowards.
Big time cowards. I would just be naked the whole time I was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the clout.
Right. You'd get kicked out pretty fast, but yeah.
With the legendary status. The followers. The news stories.
There would be some news stories. That's
there
for
would
sure.
be TMZ.
There would be some probably some not so great news stories out there. Yeah.
Oh, there would. Everybody would be like, "Who's this handsome naked lad?" That's how it would go.
And why does he keep screaming Shrek references in the
donkey?
Donkey says naked.
Guys, I'm like an onion. You just gotta peel me. Even though I have no clothes to pull off. Hello there.
You take off your clothes.
I'm Shrek.
You take off your clothes. It's like a fairy tale.
Waffles. Donkey says that.
That's right. He likes waffles.
Yeah. Donkey likes waffles.
We're gonna get a waffle scene eventually where they're all eating waffles on a date and that we'll get that donkey reference, I'm sure.
Inez tells Damien that happiness must be cultivated. Inez has so many grand ideas about love. Like every time she just gets drunk at night and like,
yeah, she takes her cigarettes. You know, friends, this is my French philosophy. A croissant in the hand is worth two in the cat.
All I want to do is have some fun. I've got a feeling I'm not the only one. Uh-huh. Oui, oui.
And Francesca's really jealous of this combo. She's like, she's really into it. Nobody touches my magic mark. That's mine.
This is my clothes taker offer or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Carousel and Francesca make out. Joey's happy. Damien's happy. Abby is not happy.
Abby.
At all.
This isn't a frat house where you can, you know, whatever.
I think it kind of is.
It kind of is a little bit.
I mean, it's kind of a house where people just hang out and do whatever, and they drink all the time. And you guys were playing King's Cup. It's pretty close to a frat house.
Look, this is textbook Abby. Based on what we've seen on 20 Somethings Austin.
She's so possessive.
On 20 Somethings, she straight up cut things off with a guy that she was seeing and then got really mad when they were in the same bar together and he kissed somebody else.
That was while they were still technically in the relationship, but she said it's not serious.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then even when they cut things off, she was
even when they cut things off, she was pretty jealous.
She was still jealous even when she was like, yeah, we're totally cut things off. But then when she hooked up with people in front of him, it was okay.
She's self-aware. Like, at least she's saying, like, look, it is me. Like, I'm sensitive to this.
Yeah, yeah. She said she's fragile.
I could look crazy.
And she said this would happen. She just goes to bed. She takes herself out of the equation.
This
she falls hard. She is passionate. I mean, she got married.
Jessica has this power over a lot of people. She really does.
I think she's Abby, just whoever she was going to connect with, she was going to feel this way. I mean, she got married at the age of 20, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah. yep.
Chloe and Mitchell come back, not holding hands. Basically Chloe just tells Georgia, I think Mitchell might not be ready. You think? You know. And she says, I can't get Shane out of my head. It's a good sign.
Yeah. I definitely got to get Mitch out of your head. That's for sure.
Definitely. The next morning, Dom and Mitchell talk, and Mitchell tells Dom that he's going to shoot his shot at Georgia. And Dom says, you can shoot your shot, but I'm going to play defense.
As much as I hate Mitchell, I absolutely loved him telling this to Dom's face.
Yeah.
And just getting to see Dom's reaction.
Yeah, ma'am, I'm going to play defense. I was like, how are you going to play defense?
He's not going to let her talk. He's not going to let him talk to her. He's going to do this.
Yeah, I was like, are you going to go in front of her? And Mitchell's going to be like, let me fucking get in there. I'm going to fucking get in. No way, man.
Why me? Why are you going after me?
But then Bartiz comes in, sets a screen. Easy move to drive through the lane to get to Georgia.
Yeah, they should have had to play one-on-one basketball for her heart, or like a hockey shootout.
Right.
It should have been Bartiz's pick, you know? Maybe bocce, something like that. Maybe round of golf.
Holy moly. Yeah.
Yeah. I watched Holy Moly last night to watch Leo from Are You the One. It was amazing.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Was it funny?
He was totally normal on it. It was weird.
Did he win?
He won his first round, but he didn't win the whole thing.
Okay.
So Abby talks to Will and Diamond. Will's like, Abby, how you feeling? And Abby calls herself a sensitive bitch. You know, this show, so much bitch calling has gone on that now people are calling themselves bitches. You know, the way around.
You know what? I say, love yourself, Abby. Come on. You don't need to say that stuff about yourself.
Yeah, call other people little bitches. Do what Francesca does. Do what everyone else in the house does. Everyone else is a little bitch, not you.
Be a petty queen to everybody but yourself.
Yes. Then Francesca arrives, talk to Abby, and Diamond and Will immediately run away. They scamper. They scatter.
Yeah, they sprinted.
They sprinted. They were out of there. Abby's like, I saw you guys making out. And basically they just agree, you know, Francesca is like, we do that sometimes. We're best friends. Of course we make out. I mean, who doesn't make out with their best friend?
Yeah.
And they just, you know, they decide to break it out. They break it off because Abby, you know, she doesn't like that. Francesca does. They have different values.
Yeah, I don't understand what her problem is. Whenever you make a best friend and you say, okay, so you and I are best friends now, you usually, to seal the deal, you do like a 10-second Frencher, typically.
Typically, yes.
So I don't
just know. A little tonsil hawk.
Yeah, just to seal the deal.
Yeah, and they just feel necessary to seal the deal at every match ceremony, so I don't see what the issue is.
Very confusing.
Yeah, Abby says, I'm actually taking this seriously. Are you saying Francesca isn't taking this seriously?
Francesca's probably taking this more seriously than anybody.
She's taking it so seriously.
I don't appreciate this accusation on Francesca. In fact, Francesca's working her ass off this season, working harder than everybody else to make this show great. Okay?
She is. So we get to Uncle Nick's creepy closet, aka the boardroom, and Bartiz, Calvin, Shane, and Zay are the choices on the board.
I feel like God right now.
And Chloe is God.
Wow.
Yes.
And Mitchell is her virgin son? Is that what it?
Oh, so Mitchell's Jesus?
I guess. Is that what it is?
Oh, like you're saying he's her son.
He's a virgin something in the lore.
Well, I guess he ends up leaving, so he's the sacrifice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
To get Shane. He's
a virgin sacrifice. Yeah.
Yeah.
To get Shane back in the house.
Basically, they don't think Diamond would be compatible with Calvin. Mitchell thinks she'd be compatible with Calvin, but Chloe doesn't see Diamond and Calvin having sex. So Calvin is out. Probably because
I don't
Calvin,
know what's so hard about that.
Like, well, Calvin would be wearing so many layers of clothing that, right, that like, she doesn't think Diamond could take them all off.
It's like when you're imagining it, it's just like a Russian doll of clothes, like it just yes. coming off, and you're like, when am I gonna get down to the skin?
It's gonna be like a 100-piece suit, you know? It's like Diamond's just gonna get tired. She's gonna fall asleep like Georgia.
I can't picture it. You're right.
Yeah. You're right. So they feel good about Bartice, and so I assume they can imagine them having sex. So that's why they pick them.
Yeah, I think they stood there for a while and thought long and hard about what sex would look like between Diamond and Bartice. And they came to the conclusion, hot.
Yeah.
So they went for it. Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think. We didn't see it, but that's what I assume happened.
I think they did say, like, okay, I'm envisioning Bartice is handing her a one pass card, and now they're getting into bed.
So Mitchell comes back and he breaks the news, and some people are surprised about the whole Chloe thing. I guess word didn't spread around that he denied the relationship thing. Yeah, some people were like, what? You guys are so compatible.
Yeah, I don't know. That seemed a little performative to me.
I guess.
Especially when Joey went, oh, what?
Holy shit!
Holy shit, what? Will does say that he doesn't think he has a genuine connection with Diamond. So he did bring this out. He
finally did. Admits it. Yep.
Wow. So Chloe and Shane go on their date, and this is so cute. She says she can't imagine anyone else, and she says she's so sorry. You are the one that I want.
So at you shoot.
Oh, she chose him.
That was with the monkey.
I would sound exactly like that if I had a monkey.
Yeah, it's a little baby monkey named Showy.
Oh. This was easily the best part of the whole series.
I know, it's a little monkey.
Now, let me envision something for season two. Just a tweak, perfect.
All match. Monkeys,
monkey house, perfect match two. Quit monkeying around.
So all monkeys matching.
Well, I was thinking there would be contestants, but then the house would just be filled with monkeys. But now that you mention it, it could be better to just forget the contestants and just have all the monkeys. Just have monkey house, and it's just a live feed, Big Brother style. 24/7 monkeys monkeying around in this big mansion, this big fancy mansion, and we get every shot.
We can just do the voices for the monkeys. I'll sign up. I'll do the voices for the monkeys.
Yeah, okay.
My day rate is like $10,000.
Yes.
And it'll probably take me like 8 weeks.
And we also have to have the actual monkeys, the band, there too.
Yes.
We need Davy Jones.
Is he alive?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Who else do we need there?
Last time I saw him was in that Brady Bunch movie.
Yeah, he's dead. He's
oh,
dead.
No. Who else?
Yeah, Davy Jones is dead. What I'm about sorry.
Pete? What about Pete? Are any of them alive?
Mickey Dolenz is alive.
Yes. Mickey Dolenz in the house with thousands of monkeys.
Yes, huh? Peter Tork is dead.
Peter.
Michael Nesmith is dead. Yeah, all the monkeys are dead. Only Mickey's alive.
Okay, so Mickey and the monkeys is what we'll call Perfect Match 2, Mickey and the monkeys. And the perfect match is Mickey and all the monkeys.
It's great.
Yes.
So she says there's no attraction to Mitchell. I'm 100% committed to you. You're not my second choice. I knew you'd be a perfect match. I just needed to make sure. And they're cute as a button on a monkey.
Yeah. Like if a monkey had a little cardigan on and
a little button on it.
No.
Yeah.
cute. This was adorable. I loved it. And a genius idea from Shane to do it. And I don't was this an animal handler, by the way? Because he didn't seem to be handling the animal too.
It's probably just a PA.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it a producer or a PA? Just stole one from the jungle. I was like, probably. You can use this one. We need a PA to go get us a monkey in the jungle. Yeah,
they were like, just grab any animal, and he was like, I saw a monkey.
They're like, well, grab it, get up that tree, grab it.
He was like, I could fish a fish and just hand it to them. They were like, no, I think the fish might die. We don't have a lot of camera time with just a fish.
But the monkey's really high up. It's like way high up that tree. Well, I don't
climb
know,
the fucking tree if you want to keep your job.
We will send you right back on a plane right now.
Bartiz, before the date starts, he's just hanging out with the cat.
Meow, meow, meow.
Just chilling with that cat.
It's a good life.
Nice orange cat. This is a pretty short date. It's just like we're both from Love is Blind and we're getting along. Maybe we'll make a male.
They didn't even try and do the Patrick Swayze with the pottery.
I know. Do they even do pottery?
I didn't see anything. No.
Do they even do the pottery?
They need to put on the aprons. They need to get all the clay flown up on their face and all over their hands.
I love that movie, by the way. The best stuff is all the ghost stuff. Like, that gets such a big part. Like, when the guy, when Patrick Swayze is the ghost and he goes through the person and you're, like, inside the human body. That's my favorite part. They really go into all the aspects of what it's like to be a ghost.
It's powerful.
It's a great movie. Yeah, they're going to make a male jewelry line when they get together, because that's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, back at the like villa.
Tyler and Angela from Big Brother. It's going to be great.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yeah, they died.
Well, Tangela died.
They did too many piercings in their body, and they ended up dying.
Well, luckily she has her cookbook, so she's going to be okay. Bartiz and Diamond come back holding hands. Nez says it's awkward, but she's not interested in Bartiz. Bartiz says it's also awkward. He says Diamond is his number one, but of course he's going to explore his options because that's what he does. You can't cage. You can't cage Bartiz. You know,
he's playing a winning game.
Yeah.
Explore your options all the way into the last possible second when you vote for the winner.
Yes.
That's going to win it for you.
He's like Mitchell. He can't, you know, he wants to taste the world.
Yeah. And only do anal.
I would prefer if you say do booty hole.
Booty hole, sorry.
Yes. Yeah, booty hole. Francesca and Carousel talk. Francesca says, I don't want to waste my time with Abby. She can't even be in the same room with me. And that's when Carousel says, you should hook up with Damien. He's so hot. I want to know how big his dick is. This is how producers talk. They go, you should hook up with them, and they're so hot. And then when you're done, can you come back and tell me how big his dick is? That's what producers do.
Literally, my one note for this scene was just Carousel wants to know about Damien's dick size and asks Francesca to fuck him.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's literally it.
Carousel and Joey are great producers. They really should do this. It's amazing. Their natural instincts and what they want to know leads to action. They're naturally great producers.
Of course.
They want to live vicariously through people. It's great.
That's what we do on this podcast.
I know.
I'm living vicariously through Shane having a monkey. I want a monkey.
Chloe, can
we take a quick break, by the way?
Let's take a quick break, Ben, and let's take a word from our sponsor, Manscaped. Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using code REALITYALERT for 20% off and free shipping.
I love the beard hedger. I've been using it a lot lately. I tell you what, before the beard hedger, I was like Gandalf the Grey. My beard was going all the way down to my feet. I was tripping over it on the street. People were laughing at me, making fun of me. It actually really hurt my feelings. But now I have never been more confident, Max, walking down the street with my nicely, freshly trimmed beard from the lawnmower.
Ben, before I had the beard hedger, my beard was so dense that people thought that I was a talking forest. It was so dense.
I remember that. I remember that. I actually went trekking through you once.
Yeah, it hurt. But now that I have the beard hedger, people think that I'm a talking human, and it's great.
That's good.
Thank you, Manscaped.
That's good. Yes. Thank you, Manscaped. Look, folks, get 20% off and free shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code REALITYALERT. Manscaped, the beard hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
Okay, let's get back to the show. So Chloe comes back alone. She does this whole prank thing when Big Daddy Shane enters the house. And Nicholas Shane arrived.
We got punked here.
It was quite the tricky thing that happened.
Crazy Chloe. Here she goes again.
You're getting punked.
When Nicholas Shane arrived, I kind of missed this whole explanation about if you don't think your compatibility matches, you must leave the house.
Oh, you missed that part? So you were confused when everybody was just like, bye.
Well, but like when Inez left, I was like, oh, I guess she's quitting. And then I was like, wait, is this a guy's elimination or a girl's elimination? And then I was like, and then when Diamond left, I was like, so are people just quitting? And then when Mitchell left, I was like, what is happening?
You missed a really key point.
I was like, what is it? Well, because whenever Nick comes, he's just like, all right.
I remember you called me and you were just like sobbing and you just kept saying, I'm so confused. I'm so confused. What's happening?
What in the world is happening?
I was like, why are you crying? Mitch is gone. Everything's okay now. Everything is good.
I still don't think it was that clear. I went back and I watched. I don't think it was that clear what he said. It just wasn't that clear. It's like, you must leave the house alone. Well, two people were going to leave the house alone, even if it wasn't like that. So it's not that clear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I get it. Yeah. He could have been a little more expositional with saying.
Will and Francesca talk. He thinks that she is now a, quote, fully acceptable option because of her status.
Oh my God. Sweep her off her feet.
I know. She's a fully acceptable option now. He's had her eye on the F word the whole time. Are you surprised that he's had his eyes on Francesca the whole time?
You know what? I believe it. I actually do.
You're not completely shocked. Yes.
I think 75% of that house has their eyes on Francesca most of the time. Yeah.
He tells her that he feels he completely understands her because she won't sell for anything, because that's how he is. That's how he won the mole. And that's how he's going to win Perfect Match. And she says, if you were here since day one, we would have smashed this thing together. And you are just like me. That sounds like something Dom would say. Maybe she should have kept things together with Dom. You know, maybe her and Dom had more in common than she thought.
Maybe she could still go back to Dom anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime she wants, she could rip that apart.
That's true. That would be amazing if they ended up back together.
I would love it. I've been hoping for it this whole time.
Yeah. Anyway, she's intrigued by him and she puts him in her back pocket. Francesca and Abby. I guess now they break things off. They didn't break things off before. I thought they broke things off earlier. I guess they semi-broke things off earlier.
They sort of did, but it's like, it's actually official now.
It's official now.
Because I think Abby's still pretty attached to Francesca, but you know, Francesca, you know, she's, you gotta let her fly. She's a bird, you know, fly, you know?
This is when she's Abby says she's fragile. She's she doesn't say she's fragile. She says she's fragile, which is
must be an Austin thing, right?
No, it's just her, you know, really accentuating the fact that she's very fragile. She's fragile.
Yeah, and she's not crazy. She's crazy.
She's crazy. Chloe and Shane, they talk about getting pets, houses, getting married. Shane's very strong semen. Really important things when you're falling in love.
Yeah. We have learned from Love is Blind that what they should do, they got to be careful with the series of events they go with here, but you should get married first, not live together for several years, and then get a house together, even if you're still not feeling certain about the marriage.
Especially if you fight all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
You should also know how strong your partner's swimmers are.
Always.
And not through tests or anything, just through them telling you.
Right. Well, you know, you would know better than a test.
Yeah.
It's your sperm. So.
It's just a feeling. It's just a feeling.
Yeah. It's just vibes.
I'm good in the water, so my sperm must be good at swimming.
Right. Yes. I had 6 levels of swimming lessons when I was a kid. So I went all the way up to sharks from minnows. So I actually do think that my fertility is very high.
Because I always won Mother May I, so I must win. No, it's be good. Damien says, I have feelings for you, but I'm still thinking about Francesca to Inez. And Inez says, I'm so glad you came to that conclusion, because in life we must conclude love, and love is conclusion, you know. And if we do not conclusion, then we will never find ourselves in the vast constellation of our mind. Oh, we. And Damien's like, oh my God, you're so right. Oh my God.
No, what she says to him is actually pretty savage, though. She's like, well, it's clear that you're interested in women who treat you like shit. And I'm not interested in men who like that. So I bid you adieu, sir.
Yeah, that's what she says. Yeah. She says she doesn't want to be with someone who's attracted to bad love.
Yeah.
A bad romance. Lady Gaga song.
I knew that one.
Inez says that she has a toast and she leaves. This is the only one that people cry about. Nobody cries about anything else.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, they're acting like she's dying and not that she's going to the hotel a block away or something.
Well, I like that the women cry and the men just stand by the bar and just drink and like laugh about it.
God bless America.
She didn't even make us French toast. In the
She never said "Je suis la jeune fille" like in the Muzzy commercial when I begged her to. Mitchell in Georgia. Mitchell says he feels like a real hand job. Well, he looks like one too, but
ew,
got him. But he decides to tell Georgia that he's into her, and can you believe that it doesn't go well?
It's crazy.
I know.
I love the hand job comment too, because that's the wildest his imagination can get of what he looks like. Because
he's
over the pants, by the way. Yeah.
Georgia says Chloe's my best friend and Dom's my boyfriend, so you're a joke. Goodbye.
Wow.
Bye bye.
Yeah, you meant Georgia, right? Yeah, I think you said Chloe.
Georgia.
Yes.
So they hug it out. Bye bye.
Hey, he tried.
Yeah, he tried, dude. Mad props, dude. I gotta hand it to you, dude. Really nice attempt, dude. You really went for it, man. You got real close, dude. I think a couple days earlier and you would have had it in the bag, bro.
But you know what? Every single American around the country is using the word FERC now. So it was all worth it, dude.
God bless America.
Abby and Bartice. Abby says Bartice is hot, so she'll explore the option, and they start flirting. And Diamond, she's on her way.
Did you think of a worse match, by the way, than Bartice and Abby? Like, yes, they're attracted to each other, but based on what we know about Abby and what we know about Bartice, couldn't be a worse match. Although there are a lot of people sacrificing just straight up values for looks on this show, so it does make sense. But yeah,
Abby, very emotional. Bartice.
Wait till you see Abby
shitty towards people with emotions.
Wouldn't you have loved to have been a fly on the wall when Abby watched Bartice on Love is Blind, specifically the conversation with Nancy?
Yeah, I think they're gonna, but think about the beautiful children that they'll make.
Right. I keep forgetting about
that. Can't you just imagine them having sex, though? Everybody imagine them having sex. If you're listening to this podcast, I want you imagine them having sex right now. Do it.
And then imagine all the little babies, the dozens of sexy babies that they have.
Okay, Ben.
You said think about the kids. Think about how they'll look, right?
He's a beautiful young boy. Even his grandmother says how he has a sexy mouth.
All right. So a little while later, Diamond is in on her way to talk to Bartice, and she sees him kissing Abby, and that's when she goes, "Ruh-roh, guess I'm not matching with Bartice tonight." Because Abby got in there first.
She seems pretty fed up with this whole experience. I feel bad for Diamond.
I do. Diamond and Will talk. They know this is a friend thing. He's open with her. He says, I did shoot my shot with Francesca. She's upset. She's like, why didn't you tell me you had feelings for her? And Will says, feelings and the conversation are different. And it's like, well, if you had that conversation, you at least were into her. Don't lie about that. I mean, I don't think he necessarily had to tell Diamond that he was into Francesca. I don't think that he was like obligated to tell her
everything. No, it was assumed. It's always assumed that the guy is into Francesca.
She should have known.
She should have. That was pretty naive on her part. Yeah.
No, I mean,
it goes without saying, doesn't it? If someone's breaking up with you on Perfect Match, it's because they've decided they finally want to be sixth in line to pursue Francesca.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, if you wish upon a star, it might happen.
Yeah. She says, good luck, since you're option number 5. And he's like, I am, and I'm proud of it.
I love that.
I'll take the scraps. I'll be sloppy millionth to be with Francesca.
I'd settle for just waving a palm prond above her and fanning her all day.
So Diamond leaves. She heads out, and no Beyonce line this time. That was disappointing. I was hoping she'd do something from.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was hoping for a Weird Al line, personally. Oh, yeah. I was hoping for.
An original Weird Al line, something from like Hardware Store or something like that.
No. I was just hoping that, you know, something like maybe Amish Paradise or, you know, the Star Wars Saga song.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely kind of the trend of women of color, kind of the revolving door of them going in and out of the house. Definitely an issue with casting and producing that if we get another season, I really would like them to fix, because it's basically been every woman of color that's entered the house has been out instantly. Crazy. Or after one ceremony.
It's not good. And no. Believe it or not, producers, folks, they have a huge influence on the decisions that are made in the show. So
yeah, and also it's
on the producers. Yeah,
And it's also like some of like the dates that have happened, a lot of the dates have been like, you know, it's like, oh, let's put like the two, like let's put the two black people on a date with each other. Like they look good together. And it's like production is in charge of like what dates happen. You know, it's like those could be like, it's just like a lot of the trends that happen. It's like, I think that those could be changed and looked at by production. Maybe they could bring in people to help them with casting these choices that are made, because like they're not looking that great. It's not hard to see that these issues are present in the show.
If there's something to tweak about this show going into the next season, it's 100% that, without a doubt.
Like, it's still entertaining, but like it's a big thing that like looms over it when you're oh, like it's not great. And it's like, it's a big casting thing, you know?
Yeah. And these are characters that I definitely did want to see more of too. So it is disappointing.
Yeah. But moving on, Chloe had a funny line when Diamond left.
Oh, I'd kill for an ass like that with my fucking pancake.
Everyone's sad and Chloe just wants her ass, you know, it's just a...
She said she had a pancake?
She said, I'd kill for an ass like that with my fucking pancake.
Is that a British thing, I guess?
She thinks she has a pancake ass.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes. Mitchell.
And then Damien sheds off his clothes and he goes, check out my flapjack.
Oh, Magic Mark.
Magic Mark. You crazy. Oh,
Mitchell secedes from the villa.
Give yourself an applause for that one, Meg. You deserve it. Yeah, pretty good.
Not much to be said about that one.
Nope.
Francesca and Damien lets her know it's Francesca or bust. Not and?
Yeah, no, it's never and with him.
Yeah, why not and?
Maybe he one day.
You're my ride or die. He's pitching himself for the challenge with this one. Francesca says
she'd be great on the challenge with his little arm kisses.
Yeah, I know. He'd be stripping. There'd be a lot of drama. He'd be great. Francesca would be good on the challenge too. It'd be hilarious.
But the problem with that is if he goes into the MTV universe, Gigi's there.
Yeah, that is not a problem.
That's not a problem. That's actually really great.
Yeah, we got to
get. Oh, okay. Now I want Damien and Gigi on the challenge
with Francesca there.
With Francesca.
Yeah. They'll do it. Francesca, she says, I like Damien, but Hercules over there is so hot, you know? Because we got Herc. He went from zero to hero. Herc is standing over there.
Yeah.
Meg. He's Herc, you know?
She's what?
Meg from Disney's Hercules.
Oh, okay. It's been ages since I've
Keep up.
I can't even remember that movie. I can't remember anything about it.
Remember they had the singing muses with the vases?
Okay, yes.
And Danny DeVito was Phil. He was the little centaur or fawn thing. And he trained him. Yes.
I'll rewatch it tonight. I'll watch it.
I will find my way. I can go the distance. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Slaps.
Yeah, so Joey is talking to Will over at the bar and tells him to pull Francesca's side. Can you hear all the cars honking outside, by the way? Me?
No.
Okay, good. There is so much traffic outside my apartment right now.
What's going on? Did Aaron...
I'm guessing someone double parked guess.
No, well, I can't hear it.
That's good, because there is so much honking, so I'm very happy. Okay, so Will and Francesca. Will is like, are you staying with him? And Francesca says, yeah. And Will is not happy to hear that.
Disappointed!
That's from the show Hercules. Do you remember that show? Like Xena and Hercules?
Well, that is also a popular clip, too.
Yeah.
So I have seen that plenty of times. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Hercules.
Oh, wait. I think I just heard the horn honking a little bit.
In the background. Good. I'm glad.
You should open up the window and yell,
Shut the fuck up!
I'm trying to podcast. I'm trying to talk about Francesca! I'm
trying to talk about the F word! I'm telling people around the world to imagine people having sex! Yeah, Francesca says going with Will would be a decision. Is that what you want to be thought of as, Ben? A decision?
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than you know what it
means.
Decision.
It means that you're thinking about it.
Yeah, you've been considered. I just want to be thought of. I just want to be.
You're not just going with someone because of their looks and disregarding their beliefs and their values and what flags they have in their home. So yeah, I do think it the is good. It's better than what has been happening.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
We'll take them. So Will leaves the house. I can't believe he gave up.
Yeah.
He just gave up.
He quit the game.
He's a quitter. That really lowers him in my mole winner rankings.
Yeah, it does. He's gone from one to zero.
Yep, he's out. Chloe and Shane match, Joey and Carousel match. Francesca asks Damien to match, and it's magical, you know? It really, it was a really beautiful moment.
He gave her a little bit of the magic mark.
Yeah.
So I choose you. Yeah, I choose you.
She's like, how you can hear.
Yeah, it sounds like fucking in the background.
They're kissing. It's beautiful.
play that again. Listen to this. It sounds like fucking.
So I choose you. Yeah, I choose you.
Yeah, you know, I can totally hear it. I like the part where Chloe goes.
Yeah. And then when Shane went.
Damn, I didn't know you were going to set me up like that.
What was Shane doing, Max?
I know what he was doing. I know what he's doing.
Can we get those two together, dueling back and forth?
Yes.
Can we make
that?
Is that Chloe from
Hi, babe. You're such a sword.
Things are getting really hot and heavy with them.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, Delisa's there. In the...
Yeah, she's like, whoa.
She's watching.
Well, they were on the beach and she walked by and she,
and she was. That really... Chloe from Too Hot to Handle.
Is that Chloe from Too Hot to Handle?
Having sex with Shane on the beach?
Oh, my God.
Is that a monkey?
Hi, babe. You're such a sword.
A Carousel and Joey situation. Do you think they're going to break up?
Marriage. Wow.
He doesn't want to get married right when they leave the house. Oh my God. He's cold feet. He doesn't want to walk down the aisle after knowing her, after being in a relationship with her for like 2 weeks.
Coward.
Oh my God. He is such a guy.
Pathetic.
Typical guy not wanting to get married after being in a relationship for 2 weeks, not being sure.
Say goodbye to your chances of joining the pod squad, Joey, because I don't think you could hack it. I really don't.
He can't hack life. He should just give up.
Yeah.
He should just live on the streets.
He's too scared of marriage. Hey, you know, when he wants to go see a scary movie, he doesn't go to a horror film. He goes to see rom-coms together and get married at the end. He screams in the back of the theater.
He goes to see Four Weddings at a Funeral, and he loves the funeral part.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Well, the funeral part is the best part, though.
Well, especially for him.
And that's where they fall in love too. So that joke doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that movie's fucked up though.
It is.
Like isn't it that like
one of Hugh yeah, is it?
But isn't one of the people in the movie like a real serial cheater? Or both yeah, of them are? Like one of them is like a real, I just remember being like one of these people is like a real shithead. Like I don't get why I'm supposed to like support this relationship.
It's been a little while since I've seen it, but yes.
All I know is that one of those I just remember being like,
remember the
I
funeral don't... is where they got together though, right? Or is when they finally get together is after the funeral.
After the funeral, yeah.
Yes.
All I know is that I don't endorse that relationship from Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Wow. Not even going to rewatch.
Or three weddings. Is it three or is it four? I'm just starting to date myself.
Oh my God. Now you have me confused. I think it's three. It's three.
All right. Well, you know, it's four. It's four. You always trust your gut. Trust your gut. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I do love Andie MacDowell, though. You know, she's great.
See, Hollywood today, if they made that film.
It'd be three.
No, they would make four. They'd make five different films. One wedding per film, and then the fifth film, the funeral.
Well, they did make a series. There's now a TV show.
I saw that. They did that mini series, but then they renewed it for a season two, even though they said it was a mini series. It was very confusing.
Well, they had to. They had to do it. Yeah. So Joey and Carousel, you know, he says he's pacing himself and it scares her, but he doesn't want to, you know, be scared, but he is scared.
Yeah, now it's really scary when someone doesn't want to like get married right away. It's really scary.
He does say that she asks, will you never be ready to get married? And he says he's taking things one day at a time. So in her defense, he does say he might never be ready to get married.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't live that life, man. He lives life on the edge. He doesn't like the boring 9-to-5 life.
Yeah.
Because we all know that once you get married, it's like, oh boy, here we go. Now I got to work in a cubicle. And now I'm, you know, now I'm punching in on the clock, you know, 9-to-5. I got to work hard at my marriage now.
That's what happens.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay. But I don't think that they're still together.
Really? You think anybody's still together?
No.
Chloe and Shane?
I don't think Chloe and Shane are still together.
After watching the
episode. No, not after watching next episode. I don't think anyone is still together. I mean, well, we know Dom and George aren't still together.
That's true. Yeah.
We know Francesca and anyone aren't still together. So maybe they're still together, Carousel and Joey, but I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think Shane and the monkey are still together?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I think he took the monkey home.
That's what's most important.
And they let
I
him.
Would.
Yeah.
I'd be putting it in my bag, my carry. He's so, listen how happy he is. He's never been so happy in his life. Good for him. He comes home and he tells his friends, I met the love of my life. His name is Little Jojo, my friend, and he's on my shoulder.
He really has two major extremes, Shane. He really has this like very light side and this very dark side. He really goes two separate ways, but we will get into the dark side next episode.
I think it's just a huge personality, and you really see that sway both ways.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to talk about it. Let's get on to the next episode.
Yes, we will be back very shortly. Those are joining with us live. Always great to hear from you. I love a lot of your comments, especially this one that Kimberly said. It says, I agree, Max. We always... Yeah,
Kim, we get enough of those. Let's get some...
Yeah, we really like ones like that.
Max had a great comment.
Yeah, we love stuff
some
like
I
that.
Some I agree so Ben's in there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, make sure to pay us money on Patreon. That's always a good thing to do. Patreon.com/Reality Alert. Follow us on Instagram, Reality Alert Podcast, and Twitter.
It's an investment.
It's an investment in your future.
Yes.
Okay. See you guys soon. Bye. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Oh, I'd kill for an arse like that with my fucking pancake.